Chapter 16. The didact removed the spherules by hand. It might have been hours later. The stars rotated slowly to a new position. I seemed to be at the center of the universe. I could neither reason nor believe that it was our ship that had moved. I was taken aft and placed in a large cubicle that could have comfortably contained a squad of warriors. Gray, a single light in the rear wall, empty of all ornament, clean, slightly cool.
"Eat nothing for a time, but drink when you are thirsty,"
the didact told me, arranging my limbs on the bunk. The bunk was larger than I needed, for now.
"Your body will be upset. Not all the changes will happen right away. It could take many days."
"I feel a shadow in my head," I said.
"The old you. Soon you will experience a cleaner, swifter mind. You will feel an arrogant kind of exhilaration. And then that, too, will pass."
In the solitude of that cubicle, I felt the first changes. A slow, careful ache throughout my limbs. My hands, in particular, hurt. I looked down upon them and thought they already looked larger, less pale, the skin grittier and grayer. I had always thought that higher rates were less attractive than manipulars. My youthful beauty was passing. I was growing uglier. I did not care.
"So when did you realize that you had grown up?"
I thought I saw Shakas stand beside my bunk, watching with a frown. How remarkable that I used to be like him, so much alike. I wondered whether the Gaius imposed upon him and Riser by the librarian felt anything like this mutation. I wanted to compare my experiences with his, but the room was empty. I drank some water. For a few minutes, I thought I experienced yet another voice in my head. Not me, not my past me, or any future me. It seemed to contain a great deal of knowledge. None of it of any use. It was knowledge that belonged to others, from very far away. Other existences where life and death were meaningless, light and darkness twisted together, where the twin fists of time uncurled their fingers and joined in a clasp so that nothing changed, or ever would. Of course, that made no sense. Later, even thinking about it repulsed me. The didact checked in on me and tested my limbs, thumped my chest, hummed over my prone body. I assumed he would declare the mutation a failure. I did not feel like any sort of forerunner, young or old.
"Be glad,"
he said.
"You are not becoming a warrior, not entirely. But you'll do."
"What am I becoming?" I asked. If I was to live, I needed to know where I might fit in, what rate would accept my hideously distorted body.
"In a little while, you will be hungry,"
he said.
"The ship will prepare special food. When you're ready, join me in the control center. We need to plan how we will approach the Sanshum."
"When will I access the domain? When will I receive your knowledge?"
"The potential is already there, Builder. But take it slowly for now."
I walked on my own to the control center. Shakas and Riser were not present. I wonder if the didact had locked them away during all the time I was out of action. He stood by a direct view of the stars. The control center's wide, curved floor had sprouted a number of instruments I did not immediately recognize. One of them, it turned out, was there to give me my special food. The didact pointed without looking at me. I sat and ate. I ate a lot. And then the second round of pain began. But I was not allowed to hide away and lie down. Our work was beginning.